This is the Composer's Datebook for December 1st. I'm John Zeck. Today, in 1957, the New York City Ballet staged a new collaboration between two great Russian-born artists, composer Igor Stravinsky and choreographer George Balanchine. The New York City company had been after Stravinsky for nearly a decade to write a third ballet on a classical subject, to make up a trilogy that would include his two earlier dance works on Greek mythology, Apollo from 1928 and Orpheus from 1948. Just when it looked like Stravinsky might never write another big ballet, he surprised them, if not with a Greek myth, at least with a Greek word. He titled his new ballet Agon, the Greek word for contest or struggle. A 17th century French dance manual provided Stravinsky with a visual image of two trumpeters accompanying a dance, and that prompted one of the ballet's movements entitled Brand le Sample, which prominently features those instruments. On a more modern note, as Stravinsky's assistant Robert Kraft recalled, by the 1950s, something called 12-tone music was in the air, and Agon is about 12 dancers and 12 tones. The ballet is also set in 12 scenes, and some of its movements were consciously laid out in multiples of 12 bars. Balanchine himself said in working on Agon, "Stravinsky and I constructed every possibility of dividing 12, which in dance terms meant abstract solos, duets, trios, and quartets to match the abstract, if eminently danceable, nature of Stravinsky's score." For more musical collaborations past and present, our website is composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.